The following recording are the final shares of the interactive teleclassroom spiritual life coaching U-Method students from the fall 2020 semester. These students just finished their Three Fires graduation ceremony and now have the floor to share with their classmates their final thoughts and feelings about what they experienced during their 16-week transformational course. The voice you're about to hear is Coach Lori, who was their primary course instructor.
Over the last couple weeks, you're given the assignment for the final share and asked to reflect on the course, on the journey you've been on, to really for yourself see where you started from and understand and really take in what you've learned, what you've accomplished, what you did that you didn't even make, your ego didn't even know you could do. So let's begin with Sansi.
Namaste, dear coaches and colleagues. A path that was not easy to undertake and that I would not change for anything. But thanks to God and our coaches, it was possible to reach this day. When I started the certification, my idea was to help others to heal. But what I didn't know is that before helping others, I first had to help myself, because it is impossible to give away what I don't have. Thanks, HLC, for teaching me that. I am my first client. Since then, this phrase stays with me, one soul at a time, starting with mine. My gratitude towards HLC is infinite, because it was here where I was able to get out of the victim's game, where I judged my parents for their mistakes. The past no longer exists, and nothing can change it. But what I can change is my present by discreating old behaviors and installing new programming to become the empowered adult I want. Integrating spiritual distinction meditation into my life has made me experience that I have the power to create the life I want, and that I am capable of shift my energy and raise my vibration through the power of visualization. One of my biggest wins has been learning how to release my healing feelings, because I could feel how my body was getting sick from stoked emotions that only caused me more suffering and pain. Since then, I honor my feelings, I face them, I embrace them, and then I release them. Now, I am aware that my ego mind will do everything possible to protect me from any painful situation. But when that happens, I will have the necessary tools to feel my spirit again. So I must breathe and return to my heart. To practice my self-parenting skills has been very important to me, since I understood that no one could fulfill my emotion dependency needs but myself. I understood that everything starts from the love and respect that I give to myself, so that others can give me the same. I understood that I must love myself unconditionally, without judging, to be able to give away the same to someone else, because we are all part of God's perfect creation. Thanks to Coach Hugh for your sense of humor and for creating this wonderful certification. A special thanks to Coach Lori for your support, patience, and love. Thanks to my colleagues for being in this journey together and having the courage to tell your experience to heal them. You made the path easier. We are all perfect in our own unique way. And although I know this is only the beginning, today I want to say that this is the best course I have taken to my journey home to myself, my inner self. Thank you.
Sanzi, thank you. That was so wonderful. That was so emotionally honest, and I really felt that. Thank you. Thank you for your share. Ashley, do you have the floor?
As I say goodbye to my classmates and my CSLC coaches, I am overwhelmed by the lessons I've learned and the healing that has personally happened for me. One thing that really stood out for me was how much my childhood experiences and traumas could affect me today as an adult. I had heard this notion before, but I never really grokked this until now. I have been able to look at these moments in my life with a new perspective. I have made a paradigm shift from feeling guilty for still holding on to the pain to now knowing how necessary it is to face, feel it, and finally release it. I know I still have work to do on myself, but I feel joy knowing that I finally have a path to go on to get there. During the beginning of this course, my ego was in full effect. My ego kept telling me that I can't do this and I'm going to fail. Learning how to connect to my spirit got me through. I was able to shut down these negative egoic thoughts and truly connect to my higher self. Hearing from my classmates about similar experiences helped me to know that I wasn't alone in these feelings. It's not to say that these thoughts are completely gone, but I now know that these thoughts are not my truth. This course was one of the hardest things I've put myself through, but also one of my biggest accomplishments. I want to thank Kavisha, Sarah, Janet, Loretta, Sanzi, and Lindsay for their emotional vulnerability when sharing personal experiences. I'm forever grateful for this experience and to the coaches. Thank you so much.
Guys are killing me already. All right. Loretta, have at it.
Namaste. First thing I'd like to say is how grateful I am for this course. I've learned how to emotionalize what I'm learning to progress on my spiritual growth. First, learn the work, then do the work, and finally teach my practice clients. See one, do one, teach one. Mm-hmm. With this course's help, I've started digging a deep well. I know I won't reach the cool, clean water of my true self overnight, but I'm committed to do the work. I've learned so much over the past 17 weeks. Just the first lesson of learning to open up and trust wasn't easy. but by letting go of some of my negative core beliefs and self-parenting myself with unconditional love, I've been able to make a dent in the baggage that I've been carrying around. I've learned by being part of this course my biggest negative core belief, the belief that's affected me negatively my whole life, the belief that I'm stupid, I realized has been a theme that has shown up in my life over and over again through friends, family, teachers, society, even TV. It's no wonder that it's my biggest negative core belief. Even though I knew I wasn't stupid, my core belief overrode my intellectual knowledge. So now when I'm triggered, I go through the process of figuring out why I'm feeling what I'm feeling. I'll often step outside on the deck and do my because it is creation sentences. I'm thankful I live in the country. I use my feel to release chart to pin down the feelings I need to heal. I validate my feelings, and I do my self-parenting visualizations. I have to admit, I really, really love hugging my little Loretta. I've also noticed that other people don't trigger me as much as they used to. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still get annoyed, but it's with less frequency, and I get over it a lot quicker. I've experienced feeling freer, lighter, less stressed, more joy, and the forgiveness exercise played a huge role because I've let those painful feelings go for good. My ego is still telling me things it thinks I need to hear, but when I'm being diligent, I can recognize it and let it go for what it is. I find I'm sleeping better, which was the very first change I noticed when I started doing the spiritual distinction meditation and the discipline of benefits every day. And I realize my ego is the catalyst that caused drama in my life, and I much prefer the peacefulness of my spirit. And I can't help my clients if I can't help myself first. I will walk my talk. I enjoyed the classes with Master Coach Hugh. Listening to him teach, it is so clear the knowledge that he holds. He modeled for me in class and in the audios several different ways to get to the same outcome depending on the client's actions, words, and negative beliefs. The knowledge he holds makes it look so easy. And it was a joy to have Coach Powell in class with her soft-spoken way of communicating. I was so pleased when I was given the opportunity to facilitate the spiritual distinction meditation with her. And when she described her vision, it was a match to a vision I use. I thought, synchronicity, wow. And Coach Lori, what can I say about Coach Lori? Well, she kept me on my toes and she kept me honest with myself. Coach Lori didn't hold back. She wanted me to succeed, and she worked hard to do her part in supporting me. Her passion is easy to see. I'm deeply appreciative of my classmates, Ashley, Janet, Kavisha, Lindsay, Sarah, and Sonzi, for your courage in being emotionally vulnerable in class. It was through your role play that I learned so much on how to facilitate the five core life-altering Hugh Method exercises. That type of learning is hard to quantify, and I'm very thankful for your emotional honesty. I find myself feeling bittersweet about my farewell to you lovely ladies. I feel I've gotten to know you through role play, but at the same time, I feel as though I don't know you at all. I've only seen your faces in the group collage tacked above my computer, and here I am saying goodbye to you. I'm going to miss meeting every Thursday. I won't miss the homework. And I wish you all success on your certified spiritual life coaching path. And maybe I'll see you in a Sangha gathering. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Janet, would you please share?
I signed up for this course because I wanted to grow, but I was unsure what that would look like. This has been a very intense journey with many ups and downs and all around. I've experienced a full range of emotions, from anger to sadness to gut-wrenching pain, over to joy, laughter, comfort, and peace. My childhood was dysfunctional, violent, and extremely turbulent, but I knew on some level that I incarnated here and chose my upbringing so that I could further experience what I needed to in order to grow and learn. Little did I know at that time that past would become my passion in life, and it would carry me to this class. The more I learned about myself and the more I wanted to know, and the journey has never stopped. I feel that I am a powerful being. I've seen it and experienced it, and I have always been curious to see what my body, mind, and spirit are truly capable of. This class has opened many new doors for me. The biggest eye-opener for me has been seeing my ego mind and learning what this aspect about myself is all about. Now, the spiritual distinction method helped me a great deal with this. I have heard of the ego in the past, but was unclear of what it really meant. I can now see so many different variations of how my ego mind is trying to protect me and all the different methods it uses to keep me safe. I could feel times when my ego was so triggered, I would become so angry, blocked, and shut down, and I would refuse to continue on in this course. But there was also a paradoxical feeling that I noticed because of this course. At the same time, I noticed a deep, quiet, subtle feeling that was asking to be heard. Once I turned my attention to this feeling, the tears would start to flow, and I instinctively knew that this was my source of power. This was my source of light. This was my spirit, and it propelled me to feel the fear of the unknown in this course. My spirit has been with me all along my journey. I just needed the courage to peel away all the layers of the junk that had buried it over the years, and this class has helped me to do this. I cannot say that my relationships are completely better, but a couple of them have shifted due to a couple boundaries that I have set. To my surprise, the people I set boundaries with have responded with acceptance and respect, not like my ego had pictured. My ego convinced me that it wasn't safe to stand in my truth and set a boundary for the fear that they would leave me, disappear, or abandon me. But that is not what happened at all. After setting my boundaries and having an adult conversation with my yin and yang energy presence, I felt as if I grew a foot taller and I felt totally empowered. This class taught me how to dispense the right amount of energy for the right occasion, which I couldn't have done in the past. Previously, I was dispensing an inadequate amount of energy for all the wrong reasons and vice versa. I was not in tune with what was truly going on inside of me, so therefore I didn't know what to say, how to say it, or with the appropriate energy. The biggest challenge of my life has been the loss of my 19-year-old son. I feel that I have made some progress over the past 2 years since he has passed away, and I have openly expressed my willingness to heal my heart however I need to. I needed to make peace with myself and with my son, since that wasn't an option before he passed. But I have made some progress in this course with grief, loss, and PTSD. This was a traumatic event for me to experience, and I am sure I will live a certain amount of pain for the rest of my life. Working with the 5 core exercises and doing this healing work, I've been able to let go of some of my guilt and my shame.
Growing up, my ego had convinced me that everything was my fault, and that carried into my adult world. And I have beat myself up relentlessly over the fact that I couldn't save him, or maybe I wasn't a good enough parent. But this all comes from my old negative childhood programming that ultimately I discovered wasn't true. I now have a relationship with my little girl. I've had to reparent her many times during this course, and it has removed the burden of guilt that she carried. I've developed a more balanced relationship with her. She has been the energy that was running my life, and now I can be the adult running my life and loving her in the process. I have so much gratitude to Coach Lori, Coach Powell, and Master Coach Hugh for always being there for me when I was crashing. I reached out several times when the lessons were bringing up far more than what I could handle and a lot of emotion, and I could feel myself drifting off into oblivion. Coach Lori, you were patient with me when I wasn't patient with myself. You taught me and guided me through this course, and for that I am so grateful. Coach Powell, you were so kind and full of wisdom when I would reach out to you and pick your brain. You handled me with such grace, and thank you for that. Master Coach Hugh, I admire your journey and your dedication and all of your years of hard work to put this course together. It is truly admirable and commendable. Thank you for your time and your patience when working with me. I also want to thank all of my classmates, Kavisha, Ashley, Sarah, Loretta, Lindsay, and Sanzi, for supporting me and having the emotional courage to speak your truth. Your courage gave me the courage to speak my truth and go full circle with my own deep emotional diving. And with all of this being said, I would like to say thank you and namaste.
Wow.
Thank you, Janet.
And therefore the need for tissues.
Yeah. Sarah, you have the floor.
Thank you. I don't have anything to read. I wrote bullet points that I wanted to share. First of all, I want to say the gratitude in my heart is immeasurable. For Coach Lori, Coach Powell, Master Coach Hugh, and the other students, I can't describe enough the impact that you have had on my life. How grateful I am for your courage and your strength, the research, the teachings, the techniques, that are all going to help me in my own life. The first morning that I got up to start my homework, I was so excited. And I froze. And it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I called my mom hysterical because I was stuck in my history, my past, that I was too dumb to get it. And so I reached out to Coach Lori, and she walked me through. She walked me through the process of the technicalities, as well as putting her faith in me that I would do a good job. And no, she actually called me one morning and did a session with me, and I got to see for the first time little Sarah and the message that she gave me. I appreciate the techniques of coaching. And I haven't coached. I haven't had a lot of clients. But it's been so miraculous when I do. The progress that they make, and they come to me the next time and share what they've experienced, and it's just a miracle to me how simple it is, because I made it so hard, but it was so simple. I just want to say that I was the only one holding myself back, my ego, and doing the spiritual distinction meditation and reading my disciplines, I got something new from it every time. Something that I needed right then to hear or read. And it feels like every day of my life, this is with me. Always remembering, am I in my spirit or am I in my ego? And it's not always easy, but I feel like I have tools now. And the tools have been so powerful in shifting my life. And that's my goal with my clients, to give them the same gift. My favorite saying is, if it's to be, it's up to me and my committed action. And I'm so excited to finally have the tools to heal and to assist others in their healing. So thank you and namaste.
Beautiful, Sarah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Lindsay.
Okay. Namaste, Master Coach Hugh, Coach Lori, Coach Powell, and my brave fellow students. I'm talking to you all with a lot of mixed emotions as this is our last class together. Through prayer and I believe the law of attraction over the past year, people started coming into my life with all the same themes, goals, and desires. Self-mastery. I was told about this course from a former HLC student. Our conversation about it lit me up. I truly loved working with people, and I always felt like helping others was my calling. But the reality was that I truly needed to heal myself, to be my own first client. Without hesitation, after our conversation, I signed up and was so excited and also nervous, not exactly knowing what I was stepping into. I entered class on day one with a much dimmer light than I have now. Questions swarmed my head in the recent past, like, what's my soul's purpose? What lights me up? After several classes, the realization that my life's experience and thoughts was just another repeated experience of my childhood. I did not realize how much hurt lived deep down inside of me until I was able to surface and release it. Never in my life have I spent so much time on me. I'm eternally grateful for this time and for HLC and the work that everyone does. I had so many moments over the last 17 weeks, and I've learned so much about myself, my ego mind. Oh, that ego mind of mine. I laughed and I cried, and everyone was so supportive and loving. I never recall reading a book before where the words on the page felt like they were written for me. I said on more than one occasion, oh my God, this is exactly me. This was so incredibly validating for me. Thank you for all of your love and compassion and encouragement you gave me. I know the chapters taught in these books, such as the spiritual relationships, responsibility, communication, self-parenting and learning more about my emotions through the Feel to Release chart will be something I will practice daily for the rest of my life. These lessons are priceless. Thank you. I'm looking forward to my next chapter at HLC with my one-on-one sessions. I will continue to learn the Lindsayology I have not known for all of these years. Tomorrow is my 40th birthday, and I'm truly excited to be in this moment, and I look forward to the next decade of my spiritual journey. As we say goodbye to each other now, I know that we were all one and connected. So from my soul to yours, I wish you all the very best in life's journey. Walk in love, not fear, which has been the biggest lesson and struggle for me. Namaste.
Happy early birthday, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your share. And last but not least of our students, Kavisha.
Namaste, everybody. So timing is always perfect. You know, I paid for the certification about 4 years ago, and only towards the end of my medical program could I actually engage in it. So for 4 years, a seed laid planted in my mind waiting for me to water it, though its presence was silently apparent. So thank you to HLC, the whole team, everybody, Deb, Sabrina, everybody, for when I reached out to you. And I was like, hey, I'm ready. It's definitely been worth the wait. I've experienced excitement from now being able to articulate what I've innately felt. I've experienced sadness as realizations that need to be discreated arose. I've experienced disconnecting from the things that no longer serve me while simultaneously establishing a stronger sense of connection with my higher self. I've experienced being tired from trying to get all the work done in a timely manner while debunking my beliefs of perfection. Most importantly, I've learned the laws of the universe and the understanding that I must let it go, because nothing ever changes until I allow it to be what it is. Who I am is a light vibrational being, rewiring the conditioning of my ego, feeling the feels and owning that I am not a victim. My self-mastery is pending, and I'm aware that there's a lot of work to be done, but I am on my way in. So Coach Hu, thank you for creating this program. It's super awesome. It's everything. I don't have more words for it than it's super awesome. To Coach Powell, thank you for answering my phone calls and questions and anytime I reached out. And to Coach Lori, thank you for always showing up and being here and answering questions and guiding us and just showing the way. So I understand that I'm exactly where I need to be for the evolution of my immortal soul. I give thanks to each and every one of my colleagues who've gone through this with me, and I send gratitude. Now I can use the new tools to experience the universe exactly the way that I want to. Thank you.